SBS Radio.
Emu Runner is about the impact a mother's death has on an Indigenous family in a remote, isolated community, such as Bawarana.
Yeah.
The story is seen through the eyes of Jem. She's a spirited 9-year-old girl who deals with grief by forging a bond with a wild emu, a mythical bird of her ancestors. So it is a bond that she will do anything to keep. So she starts to steal. She gets into trouble for not going to school, all those. And so she came, then she got into trouble with a very young but inexperienced social worker. So the understanding wasn't there from the social worker. So it was a powerful message that never judge anyone until you know the real story.
Yeah, because this is actually a very powerful way of telling the story of what Aboriginal people go through in real situations. This is what actually happens in real life.
That's right. I often see it here in our small communities, and we want to highlight those issues, but also not to point the fingers at, you know, individual non-Aboriginal people that, you know, don't understand. It's to make them aware that there are issues, social issues, that can be misunderstood and then therefore have serious consequences to it.
Yeah, because one of the worst consequences is child removals. And
that's right.
This is exactly what was about to happen to the little girl, because the social worker was seeing the situation under her own white person's lens and not actually understanding the dynamic of the family, because she thought the family doesn't care at all about the little girl, whereas the family is actually pretty concerned about their little girl's welfare and well-being.
That's right. You know, there's just that misunderstanding of how different cultures, you know, rear their children as well. You know, like sometimes, you know, you see a lot of lots of Aboriginal children playing out on the streets, but that's part and parcel of, you know, us growing up, living, you know, and playing outside, you know, in the open, and entertaining ourselves, and you know, sometimes, you know, it can be looked upon that, no, they're not looking after their children at all. But in fact, we all are. It takes a village, you know, the saying goes, it takes a village to raise a child.
And because the father is really deeply misunderstood in the movie.
And you see it often, you know, in you know, especially in small communities, but you see it in cities too, because I worked in Sydney, and you see it all where, you know, the more some families try, the worse the situation gets. You know, they try and improve situations, but they just don't get a break or an understanding on what's happening, and it goes, it snowballs, and, you know, into bigger and deeper issues.
Yeah, because after losing his wife, the father has to still keep working, keep going, and provide for his family with a little young girl who is very spirited, who will actually, she's like driven by some more powerful force than just what's is surrounding her.
That's right, you know, and you know, like, everyone grieves differently, and especially culturally, we grieve differently than, you know, like, lots of Aboriginal people travel for miles for, you know, a funeral to pay their respects. So it's that grieving process too that is misunderstood lots of times.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. So you provided consultancy on this movie about the issues faced by Aboriginal people, but it's also shot on your country, I believe.
The movie's shot here in Bawarana with lots of local actors, and, you know, Jem, Ray Kai, who plays Jem, you know, like, what a talent, you know. And it blew me away how the local actors just was so natural on big screen, you know, and it was just a thrill to see our small town on a big screen.
Yeah, it's a beautiful landscape, beautiful playing there by the little girl. Was it their first time in a movie? Because, Kay, I know it was her first time.
For Reikai, sorry.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, you know, so how natural was she in that movie, you know? And it brought all the community together, you know, non-Aboriginal as well as Aboriginal, you know. We all worked on this movie, so it's a part of Bawarana that everyone came together and we were all proud of something all together. We established something, you know, all together, and no one got paid for anything. It was all voluntary and by all their interests. So, you know, like, it opened some doors for some of the young ones where they can go on to acting and get, you know, more movies and, you know, involved in more movies, I guess, you know.
Yeah. Have you been in contact with the young little girl since the shooting of this movie?
Yeah, I see her around town.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and every time I see her, it just makes you think, you know, like, here's a little hidden talent out in the sticks, you know. So there'd be lots more Indigenous children out there and adults that have got that talent that are hidden in small communities, you know.
Yeah.
And it just makes you proud to see, you know, that, you know, that achievement that she's accomplished, really.
Yeah.
Acting.
This movie has received acclaim around the world. What does it inspire you? What does it, how do you see this? How do you feel about this success on the world scene?
To be honest, it really took me back, you know. And, well, wow, you know, like, I thought, yes, we did a little movie here in Brewarrina, and all of a sudden it's on the big screens all over the world and in Australia as we speak, you know, and it's great to be recognised, especially coming from a small town like Brewarrina, you know. So I was thrilled. But even so, everybody who was involved with the movie was so happy. You know, I've went to a couple of movie film festivals, one in Melbourne and one in the Gold Coast, and I was just blown away by their, you know, one person in the audience got up and said, I didn't realise it's made me understand a lot more than, you know, like, I've taken for granted before. So it sort of opens the doors for that communication with non-Indigenous people.
Yeah, and it's coming back on our screens.
And it's exciting because there's it's in Dubbo, Reading Theatre in Dubbo, and there's lots of ex-Bawarana people down there. So I'm, you know, putting out the word that it's going to be on the 7th of November, so everyone's excited and ready to go and see it, you know. So I'm just excited about that, you know. People from our hometown seeing it away from the hometown too.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to say that we have mentioned in this conversation?
Oh, just that, you know, never be judgmental, I guess, you know, and really get to the core of what the issues are instead of judging first, and work together more so than anything.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.